Good morning. The scripture comes from Acts chapter 16, verse 6 through 8. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia. Having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. And when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter, but the Spirit of Jesus wouldn't allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. These few lines filled with a powerful message for you. Because see, when we love Jesus and live to serve Him, He is with us and will guide us every step of the way, just like He did Paul and his companions. See, we want the whole blueprint when we start anything. Show me, Lord, where am I going? What do you want me to do? Show me now so I know the way. But listen to me, that's not going to happen. Because we're told in Romans that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We got to have faith to know that God will open doors no man can shut and shut doors no man can open. And while we don't know exactly how God wouldn't allow them to enter or how they were kept from preaching in certain areas, it's likely that the doors were shut, relationships severed, maybe forcing Paul to wait on the Lord. The same's got to be true for you and me. When things don't seem to be working out the way we plan, stay in the Lord's will, knowing He will come through for you. People ask me all the time, how do you know you're in His will? Listen to me. You're going to know when you're not. Because His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will prompt you to stop. Don't do it. Don't say it. Don't go. See, His promise to turn all things good for those who love Him and live to serve Him, that is a promise of hope for the future. And the psalmist says, the steps of a good man are ordained by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. So know in your heart that you are called for a purpose, and that purpose is to glorify God and expand His kingdom. So you rest in peace knowing that wherever you end up is exactly where God needs and wants you at that time. Our Lord allows and prohibits, and we are not called to be successful, but obedient. Your reward will be great. So stay close to Him and stay in His word, especially now and in these times to come. And never forget who's waiting on us in heaven. That someone is Jesus, the author and defender of our very lives. And for that, we give Him all praise and glory. Amen and amen.